In Romans, the 15th chapter, verse 13, Paul writes there to the Romans and says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." In Psalm, in the 39th Psalm, verse 7, he says, "And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you." The idea of hope and the theme of hope resonates throughout the pages of Scripture. And it's this morning that I'd like to talk to you a little bit about hope, and especially the hope that the world might have, or if the world has any hope at all. I'd like to begin with a story that I heard not too long ago. It goes something like this. You may have heard a version of this before. There was a USS submarine that was sailing off the coast of the U.S. in the Atlantic Ocean. And one day, it was sailing along, and a Coast Guard ship, hit this submarine. And almost immediately, it began to sink. As you can imagine, water began to fill the hull of the ship. And the men inside were terrified, were scared to death that they were going to die. And so, knowing what had happened, the ship that had hit them sends down some of their finest divers, some of their finest rescuers, and they send them down there to hopefully find a way to give these men inside any hope. Almost to no avail, though. They could not find a way in or any way to get the men out. And so, finally, as a last resort, one of the scuba divers went around to the front of the submarine, and he begins to tap in Morse code on the outside of the submarine, hoping somebody inside will hear. And in Morse code, he asks, "Is there any hope? Is there any hope?" Well, this morning, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about our world that is sinking, but not in water. It's sinking in sin. Just look at some of the rules and regulations, some of the laws that have been made in our land recently about abortion, which is simply infanticide, murder. And this year alone, 21 million babies have been murdered, just this year alone. Not only that, but homosexuality runs rampant throughout our country, and Christians are slowly losing their rights to worship, to assemble freely, and to live godly lives, as we have been told. And sinners are gaining more and more rights to do as they please. This may lead you to think, is there any hope for our world? Is there any hope for the world that we live in? Is there any reason for us to even teach those in the world anymore? Well, Jesus taught, I believe, multiple times that yes, there is hope. However, if we as Christians do not seek those who are lost and teach them what they need to do, then there is no hope for the world. It's up to us to give them that hope. Jesus said in Luke 19, verse 10, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which are lost." He sums up his entire ministry, his entire 3-year ministry that he went on, was for this one simple reason: to seek and to save those that which are lost. If it were not for this hope for the world, Jesus would have never had to come to the world. He would never have had to have died on that cross, and there would be no reason for him to have even been here. He also taught his apostles and his disciples at that time to teach others of the same thing. Peter told his readers in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, as we've all heard before, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give an answer." And so we are given the exact same command that Jesus gave his apostles in that day. And you know, I've noticed that people in the religious world are so emphatic about their religion, whether it be false or whether it be true. People around us, we see, are just so emphatic about what they believe. They will talk to you all day about their religion, about what they believe, and what they practice at their church. And yet, we as true followers of Christ, who have a true hope, different than those in the world, sometimes we're afraid to even speak his name. We're terrified to say the name of Jesus outside of the company of our brothers and sisters in Christ. In the Great Commission, Jesus says to go into all the world and to preach the gospel. He who believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He who believeth not shall be condemned. There's a reason they call it the Great Commission, because it's the greatest purpose we have on this earth. It is to go into all the world and preach the gospel. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, Paul says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ." We are Christ's ambassadors. We are God's ambassadors on this earth. And so in conclusion, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37 and 38, he says there, "Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." I believe there is hope for the world. If there wasn't, God would have called us home many years ago. But in order to save the people of the world, we must get out there and teach them what is right. Teach them what they need to do in order to fix their souls, in order to be saved, and to live with him eternally. Thank you.